Good afternoon. Welcome. Will? Hello? Hello? For the others? Will introduce ourselves. So my name is Didier Jeanneret. I'm leading the infrastructure team at global level at UCB.
And my name is Ralf Schepke. I'm responsible for the communication systems at UCB.
The agenda, we will talk a little bit about the company because I think that it's important to look and to understand the mindset of the company, the strategy, where we go, what we want to achieve, and then see how we bring Link in this environment.
And maybe, if you have questions, please ask them directly.
Yes.
Well, we are just a couple of people, so we can do that interactively. I think that's...
We can make it completely interactive.
Yes.
I like the couple of people.
Yeah.
So, the company, what you have to know is that we have moved 5 years ago. We have started the transformation of the company, moving from a pharmaceutical company to a biopharmaceutical one, with major impact in terms of organization, major impact on the plan, major impact also at the research level. And that's important to know also. Yes, so we are a mid-sized company, but on the top 100 at the biopharmaceutical level, 9,000 people in more than 35 countries. It's important also looking at what will come regarding Link. Something that is very important is this one. It's quite rare. We spend more than 25% in research and development. Which is a lot. Again, this is important because you will see later on that Link as a part is part also of the game. In terms of dispersion, we are everywhere with a good split between the US and Europe, and we start to increase and to deploy some offices in Asia Pacific. Our product, you probably do not know UCB. I hope that you do not know those products because they are focusing on severe disease. But UCB is well known with the product that we market for the last 10 years. It's Zyrtec and Keppra. Zyrtec is really well known. It was part of the pharmaceutical environment. Of course, now that we are focusing on severe disease, on niche one, we are targeting more hospital than the public. The link journey at UCB. Well, when did we start? In end of 2010, we have decided, management of UCB has decided to go for a smarter way program, meaning that it was a kind of mini revolution in the company, moving, having this transformation from pharma to biopharma, being more agile, being more flexible, talking and growing the collaboration with the university, with the doctors, with specialists, with experts. So we have to go out, and we had to find a way to manage our environment, our project differently. Of course, Smarter Way was not only about Link. There are a lot of initiatives that has been started to reduce travel, manage project differently, simplify the and streamlining of a lot of processes within the company. At the end of the day, the objective was really to go for better collaboration, better management of project at all level, but also make some savings to make sure that we can still invest the 25% in research, which was the objective, sorry. An important part of the project was about change management and communication. Before starting Link, we had some, we did not have instant messaging system. We had emails, phone, but I would say stupid phone. In terms of video conferencing, we were quite at the end of our infrastructure in terms of life cycle, so very old environment, different technology, so it was quite a nightmare and not used anymore. So we had to focus on the technology, the back end for Link. We had also a strong focus on the device that you have to deliver to your end user. And we focused then on the communication aspect and the change management. For the change management, one of our colleagues has a brilliant idea. We have associated the Link implementation to the Tour de France, meaning that you have the winner of the day, you have the winner of the tour, you have the best limper, all that stuff. So we went for the best team in terms of usage of Link. We went for the best site in terms of usage of Link. We did some recognition to newcomer, changing the way that we were managing that at UCB. And this has been supported by the at the XCOM level and the C level. So it was really a bottom-down support to for this implementation. What we did also is that we were convinced that to have a major impact and a positive impact, we had to release quite the 9,000 people in one shot. So we did not took years to do it. We had the first pilot with, I think it was 500.
We started with we started initially with IT 150, and then we went to 1500, and from there
full rollout to make sure that people start to work differently one shot. So that was the Tour de Link. Another one that is also interesting. We set up a ticket, a fly for Link that we have distribute to again.
Well,
to
Link will not change something in my routine, but certainly for my boss.
I think for me personally, I'm going to find a big advantage to using Link, and I think I'm going to share that with my colleagues and all my teams.
It will make things a little bit more efficient and a little bit more active also.
It could definitely change the way I would be working going forward.
I think it's going to improve meetings as well as improve the productivity of teams working on a global level.
And people will start working enthusiastically and will be starting working as a one team on a one project for one UCB.
It's a more true, real and honest way of communication.
It was a wow effect.
More and more people are using it.
It's really intuitive.
Very easy.
Becomes part of day-to-day life.
So everybody get a flying ticket for Link, and we started. And again, the user adoption was there. I would say after 1 month, it was at 100%, unbelievable, and it's still there. People are using Link every day for everything from IM to one-to-one for video, everything. I think that it's even more than Exchange today. It's even more critical than Exchange. Whoop, sorry. And this is the result, which is nice. Our CEO is not calling anymore for a conference internal to present stuff. He's calling for Link call. So it's part of our gene now, which is good. Next step, the implementation part.
Yes.
That's for you, Ralph.
Thank you. Maybe to add, in regards to change management, I mean, I'm a dyno, IT dyno. We did it really differently with Link. So in the past, IT developed solutions, installed that, spread that, rolled it out to end users, and well, we said, okay, job done. We left the scene. With Link, we really did it completely differently. So you mentioned that we had three teams, a technical team, a change management team, and the communications team. And well, what you just showed was all part of it, videos, blogs, posters, intranet. That was quite exciting, and I've never seen that in my IT career before. And I think the reason for success is really that the XCOM, the highest senior people of the corporation, were supporting that. I mean, what can you say if the CEO of the company is using Link? You cannot say, well, I don't use it, I don't like it, I go for Intercom. Okay, the journey of Link at UCB, we started, as Didier mentioned, in January 2010 with kicking this off. The technical team, they needed a couple of months to set it up in several infrastructures. We went then in production in June 2010 with 9,000 people. So rolled it out to the clients, and accompanied, of course, by face-to-face trainings, by classroom trainings, by documentation. And there is great documentation available from Microsoft, so we did not need to reinvent the wheel. 1 month later, we implemented six HDVC room systems in six main locations of UCB, along with Link, but not Link devices. Devices from Cisco Tonberg, because we had the request. The old Polycom devices went out of life, and we needed video conferencing solutions that were able as well to communicate outside of UCB. Then in November, we started with Link Mobile. The first mobile clients had been rolled out on iPads and iPhones. We are on the mobility part. We are quite Apple driven, I would say. I'll come to that later. We started in November with the first version that was IM and presence management and chat. And in 2012, we then started with enterprise voice. Not pure Link. Here we have a lot of classical legacy PBX systems like Siemens, Avayas, Cisco's, Ericsson's, all these different devices, and the Cisco's and the Siemens systems, IP telephony systems, we interconnected then with Link via SIP trunk, and you see how fast we could do that. We started in February in Belgium, where the UCB headquarters are, with 1,500 users. Then we did that in France in June, smaller site. In October, we did it in the US, 1,000 people in 3 weeks. At the end of the year, we had a new release for Link Mobile that we then rolled out with video capabilities, call features in the mobile clients, and last but not least, in December 2012, we did the Link Enterprise Voice in Japan for about 100 users. In between, I see we did Switzerland in August. So quite busy with telephony integration in 2012. Coming back to change management, talking about telephony, this is what we did
in regards to change management. Exciting new features of Link will be introduced. Today you may be using Link for chat, audio, and video connections between laptops and PCs. Starting today, you can use Link to call landlines or mobile phones just by entering the number in Link. For example, you can now conduct your meetings from your PC, connecting in someone on a mobile, another from a landline, and even connecting in someone from a local Starbucks. But what if you've already started the meeting and you realize you need to ask a question to someone not on the call? That's easy. You can call that expert on their mobile and get their answer immediately. Let's say you're in an important meeting, but you also need to get to the airport to catch a flight. You can stay in the audio part of the meeting by forwarding your call to your mobile. Close your PC, jump in the taxi, and get to the airport, all while staying in the call. You can also forward your desk phone to Link. You will be able to answer your calls while working from home, working in a hotel, or even when connected at the airport. When possible, use Link to make your international calls. In most countries, calling via Link will save us money, as we will be charged only at the local calling rates. For more information, go to the Link page on UCB Plaza.
That's quite funny because, fortunately or unfortunately, our users make use of mobile devices, and now we have to live with the consequences. Normal users don't really understand what it means to use a cell phone or Link mobile in a hotel or in a Starbucks where you don't have really the necessary performance. And then, of course, they come back to us and complain, Link is not working. So we have, again, to start now change management, and we learned we had some interesting meetings here where we learned what we can do, and we'll restart now the communication towards the users to make them aware that, Link Anywhere is not really Link Anywhere, so we have to be a bit careful here. But it's interesting, people are really using their mobile devices wherever they are. In 2013, last year, that was, as you can see, again, a very, very busy day. Microsoft announced Link 2013 in January 2013, and one of the pain points of Link 2010 to UCB was the Link Attendant client. So we really reach out to universities, to doctors, to partners, to vendors, as well we reach out to patients. And this client was quite cumbersome. It didn't really work, it was too complicated. And in Link 2013, Microsoft announced the web client, and that was a real driver for us to move fast. So you can see we started 1 month after the release with the pilot to migrate to Link 2013, and 3 months later we went live within 2 weeks. So we had a fully transparent migration of all users, 9,000 users from Link 2010 to Link 2013, parallel installation, and we had no issues with that. In between, you see here in January, large meeting support. We have, for example, when Roch d'Oliveux, he's announcing half year results of the corporation or end of year result of the corporation, he invites to a meeting, and he invites all employees. So you can easily imagine that 250 connections are not sufficient. And in the past, we have used services like WebEx or Intercall, which were quite expensive. And therefore, we implemented Link Large Meeting Support in January 2013. So now we are able to have 1,000 simultaneous connections. Quite interesting. It's a simple trick, technically, but it's well used at UCB. So even if there are smaller meetings, people like to use this service because they know they are sitting alone on this server, and they have better audio quality, better meeting experience than if they use the normal mediation servers and then the conferencing services, which they have to share with other conferences. I've had the luck to be in San Diego last year on the first Link conference where Microsoft announced federation with Skype. And as you can see here, as soon as they announced this federation, we implemented that, so we are federated with Skype. Honestly, I'm a bit disappointed about that because the way Microsoft did that is not really attractive to end users. But okay, that's another story. We did the federation with Google, with XMPP, 1 or 2 months later. Then we started enterprise unified messaging because we were aiming at replacing legacy telephony systems with pure Link telephony. And then it definitely makes sense to connect that directly with voicemail functionalities and things like that. So we implemented Exchange Unified Messaging. And in November, we had our first installation in Breda in a very small site with pure Link telephony audio codes. 15 users as a proof of concept site. Installation was pretty straightforward. We did that in a week. Training for the users, all no problems. And when doing that, we in the meantime try to get rid of the handsets. So we try to give users, well, they have still the choice to get a handset, but we try to motivate them to only use a headset. So they have the choice, headset, wired or wireless, and if they insist, they can still have a telephone. Interesting, in Breda, small site, we only have one telephone, which is at the reception NIST, no more. We did the second installation in Australia, a little bit bigger, 50 users there. We did that in January, mid-January, and there we have no telephone. So they all went away from the classical handset using headsets, and for the next rollout, which starts on Monday, it will be the first bigger site in Slough with 850 users. I'm interested to see what their choice will be. This large meeting support has been migrated to Link 2013 in October, and well, it was a pretty busy year, I would say. Now we are in 2014. You see that I spoke already about Australia. You probably have all seen the Link Room systems that have been announced last year on the first conference. We have a proof of concept running since January with two of our major sites. And to avoid the same mistake we made in 2011 with the HDVC systems that are not well appreciated and not well used by our users, we now do an end user test. So the proof of concept is not with IT freaks, but it's with normal users. In two research sites of UCB, we are currently collecting information from the end users to see if they are happy with that, if that is usable now, and if that is the case, we will go for such a solution in many more sites then. But I'm quite confident because it's the first time one can make use of the whiteboard functionality in Link. So that's at least our experience. It has never been used before. But there, it starts to make sense, and for collaboration, it's definitely something interesting. One of the pain points I learned we all have is quality issues with calls, audio issues, and that's why you see here we are currently doing a network assessment together with Microsoft, with Ixia, and that starts. The shipment has been done. It will start next week, Monday. To see if our network is being set up correctly or if we have issues with whatever quality of service configuration. So we'll try to make our network as good as possible. Throughout the year, we will we'll work on the next sites to replace legacy systems. So you see here in Belgium that will be done between April and probably July, August. It's a big implementation, which will take a lot of time. And then we come to unified contact center, something we need anyway for the reception desk, for boss admin functionality in the telephony piece. And we selected a solution for that, testing that now in the first three sites. And if that goes well, and we are quite confident here, we will use that for our global UCB help desk as well as things like HR answers, where, I mean, teams are working together and are routing calls. So that is the plan for this year. And moving forward, we decided for all sites that need new telephony systems to use Link Telephony and no longer Cisco or Siemens. So that is our new standard now, Link Telephony. Federation, something really nice and interesting. I think one of the most exciting features of Link, I would say. What are the benefits for UCB? It's quite easy. It live in real time shows you the availability of colleagues you are federated with. You have a sample here. It's one of the Microsoft colleagues in Belgium we work with. He's one of the Link gurus. So you can instantly see if he's available or not. You can start instant communication with federated partners. And depending on the setup, you can not only see if somebody is available, you can see where he's located, you can see what his responsibilities are. That is quite nice and intuitively to use. Well, it's, as I said, as Didier said already, using Link saves time, saves cost, because we do not need to travel all the time. I mean, travel is still necessary, but it's becoming less and less. Just to give you an idea about cross-organization Link Federation we do, that is how it looks like in the Link setup. Probably you all know that. Currently, we have about 40 federations with universities, with partners, with vendors. I wiped some out, but you see OnePlex, that's one of our IT partners, DualOceans, HP, Microsoft, so we are federated with quite a lot of companies. Here you can see how that looks like in live. I guess you all know that, but yeah, so people are offline or they are busy, so you can instantly see, I can go talk to them, or I better don't do that. Then we have Skype Federation, just so you have seen that. If somebody is connected to Skype, you can add them in your favorite lists, start chatting with them, you can place an audio call. If you have the federation up and running and your partner knows how to log into Skype correctly, then as of, I don't know, June or so, we can place video calls as well. So it's really a nice feature. But I doubt it's heavily used because it's too cumbersome. We were expecting that we would be able to reach out to thousands of people out there in the world. Still, it's not flying. It's not flying. And then we have Google Talk, which is nice, but I mean the service has been canceled by Google in the meantime, so you can still use it. It's chat functionality. But it will die. They do now, what is it called, Hangouts. It will, so this will die. But XMPP you can do with Cisco, and there are other companies offering this. This is just to show you the Link Room systems that we implemented. On the left-hand side, you see our research site in Slough, the installation, and on the right-hand side, in Brenn. Some figures for you. On this slide, you see the usage of Link from the beginning, 12 months from the beginning. So we started in March 11, you see exactly 1 year. The blue graph, the blue line is the peer-to-peer audio calls. The yellow one is the conferences that we are running at UCB. The red line is the video calls. Quite interesting. Video is flat. So you have people, they like video, but it seems to be not really a must. It's flat. And it's, by the way, you see another slide, it's remained flat till today. Accumulated, we had 60,000 sessions after 1 year. In January 2014, we, in the meantime, have 28,000 conferences in Link. So you sum that up, that means 350,000 conferences per year we do in Link in the meantime. I now come to the slide where we see a little bit about cost, about savings. You will see the same timeline about what we were using before. This is the graph for Genesis Intercall. So you can see that it is divided into Americas, Europe, and Asia. And you see, if you sum this up, we had about 110,000, it is euro, cost for Genesis Intercall per month. And with implementation of Link, it dropped down to roughly, at that time, roughly 20,000. In the meantime, we have 10,000 euro cost for Genesis Intercall. So we save 100,000, a bit more than 100,000 euro just by using Link conferencing services per month. So more than 1 million per year. I mentioned here, savings 100K per month. That's quite impressive. That is the long-term statistics. Don't need to go into details. Video is flat, so no change. But for the peer-to-peer audio, for the peer-to-peer audio, see, it is still growing. We reach 90,000 peer-to-peer audio calls per month in the meantime. And interesting here as well, the conferencing is still growing as well. This is instant messages. It's kind of stupid. But we have about 2 to 2.5 million instant messages per month. In the meantime, Link is common at UCB. People go mad if it doesn't work. It's really incredible. So downtime, no chance. So if we need to make maintenance, people call. You have to postpone. We need that. We work over the weekend. It's a must. And it's a problem. If we have an issue, we have a lot of angry customers. A little bit about Link user adoption of UCB. What you can see here is one of these wonderful HDVC systems, and they are wonderful, wonderful quality, really wonderful systems. We had a big event to market that, to show that to our customers, to promote it. So that's from the day we promoted it. And the same room, you see now, looks like this. And you see what's on the table. So at UCB, people walk in a meeting room. They expect the meeting room to be Link enabled. If there is no Link, they don't use it. So wonderful device. We use it in the meantime as a television to project PC data, to use it as a beamer.
If you're interested, for sale.
It's a pity, but that's the case, and it's not us. I found that by accident. I walked around when we did the installation for the Link Room systems, and I was really astonished. But that's user. User are creative, and they bring it in. A little bit about Link on mobile device. This is a figure from, I don't know, 1 or 2 weeks ago. So we have today 3,100 users Link Mobile enabled. Why is that? So we do not enable Link mobility for everybody. So people have to request that for security reasons. They have to sign a little document, and they have to make sure that the security settings are correct and passwords and things like that. So they have to request this. Otherwise, the number would be bigger because we have more mobile devices. And as I said, people use that. This is a Windows 8 tablet, and it's a real meeting. This is an iPad, and this is even stupid, but it's an iPhone. Yeah? And people are really using this. We recently launched a new SharePoint site. This looks a little bit different. I arranged that to have the information on this page. So you can see what devices we have currently at UCB. If you sum that up, it's 8,500 mobile devices. Some users have two devices, but roughly we have a bit more than 4,000 iPads out there, especially for sales reps, for mobile users. And especially here in the US, all colleagues have iPhones. That is going to change in Europe, but here it's cheaper than in Europe, so we were hesitating to take this decision, but since we have issues now with BlackBerry, we took the decision, and yeah. People can now switch to an iPhone or an Android device. And you see really impressive figures, and left-hand and right-hand side, it's quite interesting. We use, as an MDM system, we use AirWatch, and with this tool you can see what people use on their iPads and iPhones. And this is for the iPad, so you see which applications are used on the device. So Link is position 3. AirWatch is a must, otherwise it's when you enroll a device, you need to have this tool. Link is on position 3, and well, yeah, then you see things like Angry Birds, and the first other UCB application is on position 7, and here it's even worse. Yeah? Link is on position 3, and there is no more UCB application on the device. And we are proud that we are on position 3 and see that it's been used by and accepted by our customers. And that's it. So, questions? But you can.
You mentioned, or you had on your slide there, that you use like audio codes and Link Enterprise Voice as a PBX replacement.
Yes.
Are you using that for survivability or for kind of a gateway to bypass the PSTN?
It is both.
Okay.
So well, the systems are set up to be able to work independently. So if the WAN goes down, of course the people in the sites can still use their phones, and the audio codes makes it possible that they can even do internal local peer-to-peer call in and they can still chat internally.
Okay.
And if this device goes down, the WAN is up, they can still use their telephones because it will be taken over by headquarters devices.
Right.
So it's really, well, meshed, I would say.
Okay.
I asked the expert. Correct, Will? Yeah. Yeah?
Okay. I also, you mentioned like it doesn't work very well at Starbucks. Are you talking about Link offloading VoIP on the Wi-Fi there?
Yes.
Okay. So that's probably a consideration for somebody who's looking to deploy Link, maybe to not use that as a use case.
Mm-hmm. It's really interesting because we were facing heavy issues. And last week I was in Atlanta. There was a winter storm. I was staying in the Hyatt Hotel. I was thinking, wow, I will have plenty of speed here. And I can show you, I had 130 megabit. Kilobit, not megabit, 130 kilobits, so I was not even able to work with my Outlook. So, I mean, I'm IT, so I understood, okay, no chance, but the normal user doesn't understand that.
Right.
We promote Link Anywhere, and the user thinks, okay, Link Anywhere is Starbucks, I can surf the internet, so I should be able to do a Link call, which is not possible. So So we now will go and do marketing again to explain our users what they can do to check maybe upfront if the capacity is there to do a link call from Starbucks. Probably this will not be possible. Maybe from home DSL connections, yes, but you have to make sure beforehand that capacity is available.
Okay. And then I guess the last question I would have is, so you started to implement enterprise voice and it's taken off, there's a huge adoption, but you also kind of alluded to the fact that now you're having Microsoft come in and take a look at your network and see if it's scoped right and you're starting to ramp up. So that's one of the questions I have is I'm an architect, so yeah, you can support going to some set of users and then you start hitting scalability issues. You know, what's the experience been like? Do you run into issues where your QoS cannot keep up with the bandwidth that you're actually accumulating and you're having to buy more bandwidth or get creative? So that's kind of one of the other concerns that, you know, I'm just trying to understand how other companies have implemented.
To be serious, I mean, we had that all. In the beginning, during the rollout, of course, you calculate your network. We increase the bandwidth to major sites up front. We have set up quality of service, but based on some, well, artificial figures. And we learned it the hard way, unfortunately. Yeah. So you, for example, between Monheim, it's a big site, and Bren, we had a quality of service configured 1.5 megabit. But in Monheim, people now with Link, they tend to stay at their seat, at their desk. So they had a huge conference call in Monheim. 200 people were connecting from Monheim to this session rather than going to a meeting room. 200 times 40 kilobit is 8 megabit. Quality of service was 1.5.
Yeah.
The call was crap. And well, took quite some while until we understood that. And we will have to work with that. And you have to carefully observe and make sure your settings are correct, your configurations are correct. But people will tell you, and you will learn where it's okay and where it's not okay.
Rapidly.
Rapidly, yeah. And yeah, really rapidly, because our XCOM members, our VPs, our seniors, they use Link. And if they have bad experience, I mean, they call directly. They call the CIO, they call Didier, myself, and then you have to react. That's one of the reasons why we do now the network assessment, just to be sure that we have a good setup.
Excellent. Thanks.
Welcome. Other questions? Please.
I'm working for a pharma company as well, so
okay.
I'm some of the same phases than you. Did you faced any issues about legal constraints? Because in my area, currently we have a lot of constraints that, as an example, that does not allow us to enable federation currently. And is this something that was in consideration or that we are able to come over? Or?
I better let my boss answer because I don't like the legal department. Huh? They are.
And that's doesn't matter for us, I cannot tell you. No, we had some constraints. For example, the recording, it's completely forbidden. Mm-hmm. The track, the recording on the IM.
Instant messaging, you can save that in Outlook.
In Outlook,
it's not allowed.
People are asking, you cannot, we cannot. But it's what we discussed that this morning. What we did probably at UCB, of course, we rely on legal. Mm-hmm. And what they were looking probably because the implementation is at global level is to say okay, which country is the worst case in terms of legal stuff, and then they put the policy for everybody. But those are the two only one that.
Yes, we had issues
today,
with voicemail. Voicemail, they didn't want voicemail to come into Outlook, but after tough negotiations, we have it now. But we delete voicemails after 7 days,
okay.
Automatically. So. The exchange team, there is services running in the background, batch processors, they delete the voicemails after 7 days.
Otherwise, so, no other stuff. Now, when we will start to link with, because we are patient-centric, so CEO, everybody, the XCOM, everybody's pushing to have a better contact, direct contact with patients, and then there we could have some question that we have to solve definitely.
But in regards to Federation, the legal department had so far no issues.
Yeah, because my issue is, okay, I'm not recording IAM conversation as well internally, mm-hmm. and they expect that if we federate with an external company, they apply the same policy, which is
that
therefore no federation. Because usually most of the companies are enabling conversation history.
Yeah.
At least I may be able to federate with you. Thank you.
Welcome. Any other questions? Then we are done. And I have learned that I shall ask you to fill in the...
Yes.
Somewhere it is. The evaluation, right? Please, if you could do that, I think Microsoft will be grateful. Thank you so much. Have a lot of fun tonight. And I think we see there again. Thank you.